Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
Okay, welcome into this Friday edition of Grizzly Bear Bets. I am Matthew Gill. I'm going to be filling in for Chase Bobbitt today. I'm going to be bringing you your betting preview for tonight's matchup against Minnesota. Going to be giving out a couple leans, looking at the side total, a couple player props, and love a lot of the first quarter bets tonight. And I'm going to be giving out those leans and what I'm looking at there before we get to the main card to finish up the show. Maybe put together a little same game parlay as well. But let's start here. The lines are out. The Grizzlies, a 4-point home favorite tonight. Over under Vegas, expecting this to be a high scoring affair. Over under set at 234.5. But there's a bunch of stats that I found that really makes me like this under tonight. 7 of Minnesota's last 10 overall have gone to the under. 5-1 for the under when the total is at 228 or higher in Minnesota's last 10 games, as tonight's game is. So when the total is high, Minnesota seems to be coming in under that number at a really, really high rate. 5-1, you're not going to find a better trend in gambling than that. 5-1. So under in 5 straight road games as well for Minnesota. And on the Memphis side of things, under in 4 out of their last 6 games overall. I think that, you know, Vegas sees this as a high-scoring affair. Everybody wants it to be points, points, points. This is a rematch of a playoff series from last season that got pretty heated, and I think everybody wants to see a really great game tonight, but I really like the under, and the stats back that up. I mean, we're looking at a team in Minnesota that doesn't play a lot of great defense, but Memphis has really stepped it up the last couple of games. I think that they have a good chance at, I don't know that they're going to be holding Minnesota to under 100 tonight, as they have in a couple of their last games against teams like Washington and Charlotte. Those teams are obviously not as offensively skilled, and when we played against Washington, obviously they were without their best scorer. I think Minnesota can put up some points, but 234.5, super high to me. All the stats say we're going under. Now, as far as the spread is concerned, 4 seems to be, I mean, if I was handicapping this game, that would be exactly the right number, and that's why Vegas always is spot on. They know what they're doing. They've been doing it for a long time, right? So, so a 4-point spread. Memphis, 3-6-1 against the spread in their last 10 games as a favorite, but they are 8-2 straight up. So I think the Grizzlies are going to win, but, you know, as I said, these are two teams that are well knowledgeable of each other. I think it's going to be a really good game that's going to come down to I think this is going to be a really good game that's going to come down to a last shot kind of deal. There's going to be some free throws that go one way or the other, so I don't really want any part of this spread. There's some other great bets that you can get involved with to have the Grizzlies just win this game. We're going to get to those in just a second. But first, let's get to a couple player props that I really like, and I'm looking on the Minnesota side here. Let's start out with Anthony Edwards, a guy who has incredible expectations on his shoulders after the jump that he made last season, but he really has not taken another leap this season thus far. Seems to be struggling finding his footing in this new offense that includes Rudy Gobert that's kind of clogging up the paint for him. There's been plenty of quotes that you can dissect and plenty of on-court body language to surmise about, but The truth of the matter is Anthony Edwards just has not been an elite level scorer. Eventually he will round into shape, I believe, but his point total tonight set at 22.5, and the under is actually at a pretty good price of -105, and he's only, it's 6 out of 12 he's gone over that number, so half of his games this season he has gone over this total. However, his last three he's struggled and has gone under this number. His last three scoring outputs, 19 points, 16 points, and 11 points. So struggling a little bit over the last couple of weeks. It'll be interesting to see if Dylan Brooks is assigned to him or D'Angelo Russell. Could vary as the game goes on, but if he draws a really tough defensive matchup, and even a guy like Desmond Bane is going to want to, he's going to be motivated to play some really good defense tonight. So regardless of who ends up playing on Anthony Edwards and guarding him most of the night, I like this under at 22.5. Seems high for a guy who seems to be struggling to find his way in this offense this season. So we're going to play that at under 22.5 points for Anthony Edwards, and that is at -105. Sticking with Minnesota player props, looking at the rebounding numbers for tonight, and this one, you're going to have to stick with me on this. This may just be a little bit of a sprinkle kind of number, but I got a theory on the Karl Anthony Towns rebounding total. Set at 8.5, and the over juiced up to +115. I am a plus sign hunter for these player props. You got to find some value out there. And I think that this is a reasonable one to take a shot on a plus number tonight. He's only gone over 8.5 rebounds 5 out of 12 games this year. But for his career, he averages 11.8 rebounds per game against Memphis. So he goes over this total, you know, on average every time he plays Memphis. And you may be saying to yourself, well, Rudy Gobert is now the rebounding specialist, and he is going to be taking up most of the rebounding duties from Karl Anthony Towns. But I believe that Gobert and Steven Adams tonight are going to be going at it. They're going to be fighting for position. They're going to be boxing each other out. They're going to be drawing some loose ball fouls, some fouls at the rim. So there's a chance for Rudy Gobert foul trouble early, and even possibly on Steven Adams. And that could leave Karl Anthony Towns playing a lot against smaller Memphis bigs. Brandon Clark, obviously a very skilled rebounder, and there's always a motivation question for Cat in the rebounding department for him. But I could see him being really aggressive early in this game, especially if Santi is matched up with him. I could see Karl Anthony Towns trying to get in the paint, be a little more assertive, get inside, fight for the rebounding opportunities while Gobert and Steven Adams kind of fight it out on their end and, you know, possibly get themselves in foul trouble. So look for Karl Anthony Towns kind of step up his rebounding number from what we've seen so far this season. So over 8.5 rebounds, Karl Anthony Towns, +115. All right, that's enough about the Minnesota player props. Let's hop on over to the Grizzlies side for tonight. I'm going to be looking at a guy who really, in my opinion, had his coming out party against Minnesota in the playoffs last year. And that's a guy named Desmond Bane. Bane's been on an absolute tear the last couple of weeks for Memphis. He really got out to a little bit of a slow start, banged up with a little bit of an ankle injury, but he's turned that corner. Him and Ja looking like maybe the best backcourt in the NBA. Certainly the best young backcourt in the NBA for sure. But look, he played really well against Minnesota in the playoffs last year. Obviously, this is a different beast, but he's taken another step from where he was in that series, where he averaged almost 25 points a game, 4 rebounds, about 2.5 assists. But he shot the ball incredibly well, 50% right on the number from the field, and about 50% from 3 as well at 49%. So I think that he is primed for another huge game. He obviously loves playing this team. And bunch of plus money out there to be had for Bane's player props. Looking at his assist total at 4.5, rebound total as well at 4.5, both on the plus money side of things, +120 on that assist number, +115 for rebounds. And his points, rebounds, and assists sitting at 31.5. And that's going to be your normal juice at minus 110. So I think that a slight sprinkling on the over number for assists and rebounds could be something that you do, and then maybe you make the bigger play on the points, rebounds, assist number, and hope that he gets you there almost with just his points. But if he does add the rebounds and assists, you could win all three as well. 25, 5, and 5, very doable for a guy like Desmond Bane, especially against a team like this. The rebounding number is the one that's a little bit harder for me to get there with. If you had to twist my arm, I would definitely be interested in playing that just based on the plus number of it all. But I think 5 assists is definitely doable. We've seen him make a huge jump in his playmaking ability. I think 5 assists is absolutely doable for a guy like Desmond Bane. He's really been running well with that second unit as more of a primary ball handler. He's looked really good in the pick and roll with Brandon Clark. So I like that, probably the best of the two plus money props, that 4.5 assist total. But I will be playing the points, rebounds, assists as well. Hoping for just a really good, well-rounded game out of Bane, but he could get you there in a variety of ways with that. So that's going to be our player props on the Memphis side of things. Let's talk about this first quarter and some of the bets we like there. Let's get to some of my favorite bets here for tonight. I'm looking at the first quarter, and I got a feeling I'm going to be heavily invested in the first couple minutes of this game. Those first 12 minutes, so important, obviously. And the Grizzlies have been a great first quarter team this season. They have won on 9 of their 12 games. They have won the first quarter. Cash that money line for you. And the spread for tonight's first quarter, very low at only 1.5, and it is juiced to even money. So can they cover 1.5? Probably. I mean, they win a lot of first quarters. They come out strong in a lot of these games, and especially in a game like tonight, nationally televised, these guys are going to be juiced up in those new jerseys as well. Plenty to play for with a conference rival who they bounced from the playoffs last season as well. So I really like Memphis to cover the -1.5. In the first quarter. And then let's take it a step further. You know, if you think that Memphis is going to win the first quarter, which they often do, and you like them to win the game, this could be a really easy way to get out of playing the spread, which I'm looking for tonight. I don't really want a part of that +4, -4 number. It's just going to be too close of a game, I think. But I think Memphis can win it in the end. So if you want to play Memphis to win the first quarter and win the game, I like that at +135. As I said, 9 out of their 12 games, they've won the first quarter. So if you think they're going to win the game, that could be a way to kind of juice up your bet, get a better payout than just playing them for the money line for the game. And you can get invested in that first quarter and the game as well. So Memphis to win the first quarter and Memphis to win the game +135. I love that as well. And let's take it even a step further. They have these great winning margin bands on DraftKings that you can get. Memphis to win the first quarter by between 4 and 6 points at +500. Now, I don't think Memphis is going to blow Minnesota out. Minnesota themselves, a very strong first quarter team, and we'll get to that in just a second. But I think 4 to 6 is very reasonable. And if you play all three of those and Memphis comes out strong in the first quarter, there's a chance we could sweep the board in the first quarter and win all of those bets. If they win by 4 to 6, in that first quarter, you cash that +500, you cash your spread of -1.5, and you're on your way to that Memphis first quarter Memphis game bet as well. So I like just a sprinkle on that. That's not going to be a full unit play for me, but I love that winning band. Memphis to win by exactly 4 to 6 points +500, something to definitely consider. So that's a lot of Memphis action. That's a heavy investment in the first quarter. in a way you can kind of mitigate some of that risk. I also am taking a look at the over-under for the first quarter, set at 59.5. And again, Vegas right on it. Both of these teams, as I said, Minnesota, a very good first quarter team as well. The Grizzlies always starting out strong. So this first quarter over-under total at 59.5. I think if you play this over, you have a really good chance of at least winning that, even if you lose the other Memphis bets for the first quarter. I think that that's a good way to mitigate some losses, is if Minnesota just comes out guns blazing and they do kind of blitz the Grizzlies. I don't think the Grizzlies are going to have a problem matching them scoring-wise. It's just going to be about, can they slow down the Minnesota offense out of the gate. Minnesota, very apt of shooting threes. They'll have no problem with that. So if they hit a couple of those, they could end up winning that first quarter. But if you play the over 59.5 first quarter points, you can mitigate some of that risk. And I think that both these teams are going to start out really strong on national TV on that ESPN game. So those are our first quarter bets. Highly, highly leveraged in the first quarter. We like Memphis -1.5. We like Memphis to win the first quarter and Memphis to win the game +135. Memphis to win by exactly 4-6 in the first quarter +500. And then the over 59.5. Those are your first quarter bets. All right, now that we've looked at a bunch of different really fun bets for tonight, looked at some of the stats, here are my official picks. Here is the card for tonight as I see it. I'm going under 234.5. That, I mean, was just backed up by the numbers. Everything points towards the under in that game. It's a really high total. Two teams that know each other well and are going to play a really competitive game, but I don't see that number getting over the 234.5. So we're playing under the total there. And then a bunch of first quarter bets that I really love. Let's just start out hot, come out of the gate winning. We got four first quarter bets on my card. -1.5 for the Grizzlies. Again, juiced to even money. Love that. Seeing those plus signs. And then we're going to do the first quarter money line and game money line together. So the Grizzlies have to win the first quarter and the total game. +135 there. And the just a sprinkling on the first quarter winning margin for the Grizzlies landing between 4 and 6 points. +500. Just a small sprinkling on that one. The first quarter over 59.5, as we covered. Two really good first quarter teams start out strong and can mitigate some of our risk in those other first quarter bets that we're going to be sprinkling all over the place. And then my favorite player prop for tonight is the Anthony Edwards under 22.5. Just haven't liked what I've seen from the body language from Ant so far this season. And I think that the Grizzlies, whoever they end up, you know, if he starts out hot, regardless of whether Dylan Brooks starts out guarding him or not in this game, he will eventually draw some more eyes as the game goes on. So I like that number going under, as we talked about. Struggled a little bit in the last three games as well. So that's my favorite player prop for tonight, under 22.5 for Anthony Edwards. And then, you know, based on everything we just went through, let's put together a fun little same game parlay. I got one here together at +750 that I really like. Again, that under 234.5 number is my favorite bet of the night. So we're going to be kind of basing our same game parlay off of that and using that as kind of our lead anchor leg. So under 234.5. And then we're going to go with Desmond Bane to have 3 or more assists, 20 points or more for both Ja and Desmond Bane. Memphis Grizzlies money line, and then we're going to throw in Karl Anthony Towns to have 2 or more 3-pointers tonight as well. And that same game parlay is going to be paying out at +750 on DraftKings, so go check that out. A bunch of great bets. I'm going to be watching this one closely from the jump. Heavily invested in the first quarter, as we talked about. And follow the Grizzly Bear Bets page. Follow me as well on Twitter. I am at MattHGill on Twitter. And you can find me on the Core 4 podcast is usually my home. So if you enjoyed this episode, please follow us there as well and check out those episodes. Thank you.